This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 28th. I'm Paul Plack. The Obama administration is backing the development of a new generation of missile that could strike anywhere on the planet in an hour or less. AFP News reports two of the 14 people aboard a hot air balloon in Abu Dhabi on Sunday were killed when the aircraft experienced higher than normal winds and hit the ground. The Air Transport Association submitted comments last week to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission in support of a proposed rule on speculative position limits for certain energy contracts. The FAA says Philadelphia area controllers now have the capability to use ADS-B in the crowded Northeast Corridor. The FAA has published an NPRM to solicit comments on the proposed establishment of uniform rotor overspeed design and test requirements for aircraft engines and turbochargers certificated by the FAA and EASA. The NTSB will hold a public meeting Tuesday to wrap up its investigation into U.S. Airways Flight 1549, which ditched in the Hudson River near New York City after a low-altitude encounter with a flock of geese. One of the passengers aboard a Cessna 337A that went down in a wooded area of New Jersey in 2008 has sued the pilot's estate as well as the state police for calling off the search too early. Members of the 418th Flight Test Squadron, based at Edwards Air Force Base in California, have set a record with a cargo drop of 77,000 pounds from a C-17A. And the Spirit of Alaska, one of the DC-3s taking part in the big formation fly-in at Oshkosh this summer, has had many owners over the years, including EAA itself. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Ed Jeska, who says he had all his pilot certificates revoked without just cause. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.